This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Raghib Isfahani, one of his main points, and it's very, very salient to our time and relevant to our time, is they have ambition. That most people are operating in low gear. That Imarat al-Ard, which he identifies as the first purpose of human life. He says there's three purposes to human life. The first is just the most basic, that even the animals do it. Imarat al-Ard, that's your livelihood. That's just basic, man. You're no different from an animal if that's the only gear that you're operating in. The second, Ibadat al-Rahman, worshipping the most merciful, that's your gratitude. That's your shukr. That's your saying thanks and giving back at the very, very minimum for the opportunity and the things that Allah has given you. But even that's not enough, because that doesn't cover transforming society. That doesn't cover organizing society in the way that Allah wants it to be organized. And that is khilafatullah. So that is being a representative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth. That is the highest purpose of human life. That you are not just benefiting yourself and hiding out in the suburbs in your McMansion. You are actually improving people's lives. And not just doing it in a very, very basic way that, you know, like Habitat for Humanity or any of the things that are cookie cutter, not that they don't do good work, but you're actually solving the root causes, right? You're actually changing the terrain and the game. If, like, you could do relief, you could come in and swoop in and try to relieve somebody, but you're not changing the actual structure of the system that produces that need for relief in the first place. So that's why if we look at the world, I mean, there's always going to be opportunity for relief, but who's going to stop the systems that produce the need for that relief in the first place? That's what Allah wants from us. So that lesson is needed now more than ever, that we can't have rudimentary ambitions. We can't just be content to live and eat and drink and buy groceries and eat groceries and buy groceries again. That's nothing. That's animal life. That we need to have the highest aspiration that Allah gave us, which is to transform our societies and attempt to organize them in a way that's pleasing to Him.